Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Iowan GOP members are heading for their caucuses this evening to vote their choice for the Republican nomination for president. Donald Trump holds a significant lead in the polls, but weather is making itself felt with sub-zero temperatures and wind gusts reaching 45 degrees below zero. Salem Radio Network's Campaign 24 correspondent in Iowa, Joey Hudson, says the weather will likely be a factor in turnout for the caucuses.
It has had a very big impact, and I've asked a number of people here, will you go to your caucus on Monday evening? And some of them were saying no, that it was just too bad.
Polls show Donald Trump with a significant lead over former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Pundits say the fight in Iowa will be over who comes in second place behind Trump. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from the hospital, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After spending 2 weeks at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery, the 70-year-old Austin is back home. Doctors say his prognosis is excellent and he will work from home as he recovers. The Pentagon chief caused a firestorm by failing to inform the White House about his hospitalization. President Biden said that was a lapse in judgment, but he still has confidence in Austin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's another day of brutally cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills across much of the United States. Monday promises to deliver the coldest temperatures ever for Iowa's presidential nominating contest and hold up air travelers yet again. The National Weather Service says about 150 million Americans are under a wind chill warning or advisory for dangerous cold and wind as an Arctic air mass spills south and eastward towards the U.S. This is SRN News. Americans talk about the dead, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that nearly half of the general population believes that people who have passed away can still, quote, provide assistance, protection, or guidance to the living. The religious group most likely to think that is Catholics. 64% say the dead can help living people. Black Protestants come in a close second at 59%. Those two groups are also the most likely to believe that they can communicate with the dead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Asian country is paying the price for the practice of aborting unborn female babies. In South Korea, young men now far outnumber young women after 30 years of sex selection abortion. As a result, nearly a million South Korean males will be unable to find a wife, threatening the stability of the family. Similar trends are playing out now in China, Taiwan, and India. This is SRN News. Iran has freed two female journalists jailed for more than a year for covering the death of Mahsa Amini, which triggered nationwide protests.
Niloufar Hamadi and Elahi Mohammadi were joyfully greeted by their families and friends after serving 17 months in jail. In some of the photos posted online, the two women are seen smiling without their hijabs. Niloufar Hamadi had been serving a 13-year prison sentence. Her photos confirmed that Mahsa Amini died in the custody of the religious police almost a year and a half ago. Elahi Mohammadi had reported on Amini's funeral and had been sentenced to 12 years in jail.
BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher reporting. A plane taxiing for departure clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on Sunday evening, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. No injuries reported. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.